previously on The Big Bang Theory.
Sheldon, did you just figure out a method for synthesizing a new stable super heavy element?
Did I? Well, that can't be right. No one's ever done that before, except me, because I just did it. Sheldon and his brain. Yeah. Sheldon and his brain. Yeah. I've made a horrible mistake.
What are you talking about?
This table. It's in square centimeters. I read it as square meters. You know what that means?
That Americans can't handle the metric system?
Amy, I was off by a factor of 10,000.
But the Chinese team found the element.
Yeah, well, they shouldn't have. My calculations were wrong. The greatest scientific achievement of my life is based on a blunder. Look, I'm not a genius. I'm a fraud.
You know, Sheldon, in neuroscience, we're forever finding something in one part of the brain that we thought was someplace else.
Oh, great. Now I'm worse than a fraud. I'm practically a biologist.
This is Science Friday. I'm Ira Flatow. My guest today is responsible for the discovery of the first stable super heavy element. Welcome, Dr. Sheldon Cooper.
Thank you. The university made me come here. I didn't want to. Big fan of the show.
So I understand that you actually discovered this element by mistake.
Yes.
And some people in the science community are calling it the Wonder Blunder.
Who? Give me their names. I bet it's Wallowitz.
It's just such a fascinating story. Your calculations are way off, but they find the element anyway. It's like misreading a treasure map and still finding the treasure.
Can we talk about something else? Do you know that I yodel?
That's interesting, but this could be taking you down the path toward a Nobel Prize, and in chemistry, no less. And wouldn't that be unusual? Because you're a physicist.
Yes, yes, I'd be a physicist with a Nobel in chemistry. Everyone laugh at the circus freak. Yeah, I don't need to sit here and take this, Flatow. It's because of bullies like you. Every day, more and more Americans are making the switch to television.
State that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started. Wait, the earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall,
we built the pyramids,
math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with a Big Bang.
President Siebert, I don't know why you're yelling. You're the one who made me go on the radio. I was expecting a professional science interview, not an attack by some morning zoo shock jock. Well, if the university needs money so badly, perhaps you should start a swear jar. Whoa, that one's worth a dollar.
I know you don't like it, but every time you do an interview, it raises the profile of the university. That translates to funding.
Yeah, well, I'm not just some trained monkey dancing for coins.
Of course you're not. People love trained monkeys.
Yeah, how can you not be happy? You're tall, thin, and famous. Oh my God, I'm jealous of Sheldon.
Look, you're gonna be doing this stuff for a while. You're just gonna have to find a way to get used to it.
Yeah, but none of you know what this is like. Being celebrated for something you wish you never did.
You clearly haven't been with me at Mardi Gras.
Want to pause the video game and help me clean up?
I am cleaning up. Look at the mess the Joker made of Gotham City.
Come on, it's your friend who's coming to stay here.
Raj grew up in India. Trust me, he's seen worse.
Howie.
I promise I'll help out the rest of the week.
Of the week? You said it was just gonna be a night or two.
If I told you a week, would you have said yes?
No.
Well, then you left me no choice.
I love Raj, but that's a long time for a house guest.
I know, but they're tenting his building and can't find a hotel he likes that allows dogs.
He's bringing cinnamon?
Yeah, for a whole week, the nerve of some people.
Here comes the Embarrassment Express. It stops at Fraudville, Wonder Blunderberg, and Kansas City, because it's a hub.
Sheldon, can I come in?
Do you have cookies?
No.
Good, I don't deserve cookies. Come in.
Will,
Hey, Sheldon. It's been a while.
Why are you here?
Amy said you were having a rough time, and I thought maybe we could talk. Is that okay?
Certainly. Although, right now I'm having a rough time because there's three people in my room, and it's starting to feel like a discotheque.
Sheldon, you said you were unhappy getting attention for something you wished you never did.
Yeah, I know a little something about that.
Nonsense, Will. Your endless tweets are not that bad.
I remember why it's been a while. Sheldon, I was actually talking about when I was a kid on Star Trek.
How could you not like getting attention for playing Wesley Crusher? You were wonderful. Know-it-all boy genius with an eidetic memory. Who couldn't relate to that?
Well, not everybody felt that way. A lot of people really hated the character, and some of them hated me because of it. I would do interviews, and people would be mean to me.
That just happened to me. Next time you're stuck for a tweet, feel free to say what a jerk Ira Flatto is.
Sheldon, the point is, Will learned to embrace that part of his life and moved on to bigger and better things.
Yeah, I'm an author now, I do public speaking, and I have my own web series about board games.
We're trying to cheer him up.
I'm just saying that there was a time when I thought I would never get out of Wesley Crusher's shadow. But now it's just one small part of a pretty great life. And it's a part that I'm happy is there.
I do see what you're saying. That helps.
Good.
Would you two like to stay and play trains with me?
Sure.
Okay.
Oh, great. Now, I work the controls. I say all aboard. You sit quietly and watch.
Can I blow the whistle?
You should probably go.
Gonna brush your teeth on my couch?
No, I'm gonna brush Cinnamon's teeth.
Why bother? She spends half the time licking her butt.
And the other half licking my face. That's why I'm brushing her teeth.
Hey, guys, sorry I'm so late. Did you already have dinner?
No, we were waiting for you.
Aw, that's so sweet.
Yeah. So what do you feel like making?
Howard, the poor thing just got home from work. Let me get you a glass of wine. I'll cook dinner.
Oh, Raj, you're our guest.
Don't be silly. Sit. You look like you've had a long day.
No, she always looks like that. Because she married an idiot.
Thank you, Raj.
Please, this is my way of thanking you for letting me stay here. Now, tell us all about your day.
Hey, well, first I was late to a meeting because I was stuck in traffic.
Well, I keep telling you to put that traffic app on your phone.
Hey, when you got home today complaining that you felt sick from eating too many jelly beans, did I tell you how to fix it? No. I said, oh, that must hurt, and I rubbed your belly.
I thought of you the whole time.
All I'm saying is there's a time to just listen.
You.
There's also a time to stop eating too many jelly beans, and it's when you're 10.
Hello, President Siebert. Thank you for taking my call. No, I just wanted you to know that you can now expect enthusiastic participation from me regarding my discovery. Oh, no. No need to thank me. Thank my friend, Will Wheaton. For your information, I have 9 friends. Hmm? Yeah, what? 10 if we include you. 9 it is. It's 10, I'll count Wallowitz. Hello, friend Leonard.
Hey, you're in a good mood.
I'm in a great mood.
Well, you're about to be in an even better one. I didn't want to say anything until I knew for sure, but I've been rerunning the tests on your element in my lab, and I disproved it. Your element does not exist.